Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With about 4 months to go now until the November elections, the presidential candidates and their surrogates spent this weekend putting a political spin on the U.S. Supreme Court's controversial ruling last week upholding President Obama's national health care law. Democrats are calling it a validation of the president's first-term initiative. Republicans say it's a rallying cry for repeal via the ballot box this fall. Vote out Obama, vote in Romney, who will repeal the health care law. For their take on the impact of all this, we turn this morning to WBUR's team of political analysts, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke. Good morning to you.
Good to be with you.
The national health care law is a signature accomplishment of the Obama administration thus far. Your take on whether the court decision will turn into a political albatross, will it stir up the same sort of political fire among voters in 2012 that drove Republicans into office back in 2010 when the law was being debated and then passed? And how's the president play this, Dan?
Well, according to the Gallup poll, the country is split down the middle on this. 46% think the decision was good. 46% say it was bad. And a lot of this, how voters are going to react, will depend to some extent on what Obama and Democrats do. Because when this first passed, they did a poor to non-existent job of explaining its benefits. And when voters hear what the benefits are, they turn around. For example, when you hear about no being canceled or denied because of a pre-existing condition, it gets 67% support. And extending benefits to 30 million Americans who have no insurance, that's a 55% win.
Todd Domke.
Well, I think I saw a different poll, ABC poll, showing only 28% were happy with the ruling. I guess we're going to have to wait.
That poll is wrong.
Well, we're going to have to wait to see how this plays out. The immediate effect is a boost for Obama in that it is his signature accomplishment. But I think it will turn into a net minus for him because I do think it's much more motivational for the Republican side. I don't think it will be quite as much as it was in 2010. But now that we're calling it a tax, the mandate and other taxes embedded in it, I think people will continue to reject the bill. I think it's not just a matter of favoring a couple elements. They realize that out of 2,700 pages, just accidentally they would favor some things. But overall, they realize that it means more bureaucracy, more taxes, more regulation, and it's bad for the economy.
Let's dig a little deeper into the tax issue. Some say the court ruling gave healthcare opponents ammunition when it essentially ruled the law could stand because the individual mandate requiring the purchase of health insurance is a tax. Some opponents and Romney supporters seized on that right away. Here's a TV ad that has just started running.
President Obama promised us his health care law
is absolutely not a tax increase.
Now we know that's not true. Obama's health care law is actually one of the largest tax increases in history.
So Todd, how politically toxic is it for President Obama that health care opponents are now able to call the health care law a tax?
Well, the Obama campaign realizes it's bad enough that they are now saying, let's move back to the economy and not talk about this. They're not going to be trying to sell this. They realize that now the president's in the position that George H.W. Bush was in after he broke his pledge. Read my lips, no new taxes. That's right. So it hurts them because it's a breaking the promise. It hurts them because people realize that it's not helpful for the economy. And finally, it's a question of trust.
Dan.
Well, the words tax penalty appeared in an op-ed piece in USA Today that was written by none other than Mitt Romney. So he called it a tax penalty that was just 3 years ago. Chief Justice Roberts used those words to explain the court's reasoning. The Chief Justice didn't sign the Grover Norquist no new taxes pledge. Thinks for himself, and he did what he thought was best for the country. We shouldn't fault him for that.
All right, let's talk about Mitt Romney here. At least two points of view on how the court ruling impacts him. One is that his views are tainted because he pushed for the Massachusetts plan. The other is that he gains, and maybe big, because of the two presidential candidates. He's the only one who's pledged to get rid of national health care, which is going to be attractive, of course, to health care opponents.
That's right. It is awkward for Romney because of Romney care. But it's good for him overall because it reinforces his message that Obama policies are not about stimulating the economy, but rather stimulating the growth of the federal government. It reinforces Romney's message that Obama will raise taxes and has raised taxes in the middle class. And third, it makes clear to the greater number of voters who do oppose Obamacare that there's now only one way to stop it, by electing Romney as president.
Well, health care is a tough issue, and presidents are judged by how they handle tough issues. President Obama pushed for a national change to fix our health care system. Romney resorts to slogans, repeal and replace, but he only tells us repeal. He doesn't tell us what he'll replace it with. There are a lot of things that we don't know about Romney's plan, and simply saying patient-centered or market forces a lot doesn't make it palatable.
No, I think Dan is right that there isn't a full-fledged Romney plan. I mean, he's offered various alternative ideas, but we get back to Scott Brown's argument when he ran for the Senate, which is to say we'll have a bipartisan plan, we'll work things out together, and we'll do this piece by piece rather than some comprehensive government takeover.
Well, let me ask a quick question about the U.S. Senate race as we close here. Both of the candidates, the Republican incumbent Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren, weighed in. Brown essentially criticizing the Supreme Court ruling, but adding that he reiterated his support for the Massachusetts law in the process. Warren hailed the Supreme Court decision. Do either of them get any traction on this issue in this state, considering we have our own health care law?
Well, according to the BUR poll that was done on this question, 74% of the state is either satisfied or somewhat satisfied, either very satisfied or somewhat satisfied. That's a pretty good score.
With Romney care, you mean?
They are satisfied with their own care in Massachusetts.
I think the Obamacare debate cuts fairly evenly in the Senate race. I don't think it'll be the major issue for either one of them. It helped Brown more than Martha Coakley. We know that when he ran in the special Senate election. It helps Brown keep conservatives active, enthusiastic, because many of them had become disillusioned with Brown voting so often with the Democrats. But both Brown and Warren are using it as a fundraising tool, as a way to motivate their base supporters. But I don't think they'll be advertising. I think they'll be using targeted media, snail mail, social media, canvassing, and phoning to their own base supporters.
And that's where we leave it for this morning. Todd Domke, thanks a lot.
Good to be with you, Bob.
And Dan Payne, thank you.
Always glad to help.